Okay, so I'm turning to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and I read verse 1. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1. And we have these words of the Apostle Paul. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Well, the chapter is about this present life and its connection with the future. And there is, because this life is not just doesn't just end here and everything is over. Because there's a God who brought us here and who would require from us an account of how we lived our lives. And that's what the Apostle Paul portrays in this chapter. But verse 1, the Apostle draws from a very ordinary illustration, a very obvious illustration, to speak about us and our condition. It is the illustration of a house, and how that house is kept, and how that house will be changed. That's the idea, and I want to pursue that illustration, the illustration of a house. And so my theme this morning is a house for the soul, a house for the soul. That's what the Apostle speaks about. And the idea making kind is to say, Apostle no e kasafa said the young quant se say an idea any ho se say no Asia. His son said it was so se young quant chair and chessa no one no his son say a bit question young coupon na no na a fade or bet chain said yen tibia onyebi and sinning in Ebeye Afa. But my dream war, verse 1 or so, it stands Apostle Paul, or the Efie Eyem Fatuhon, Efam Rose, said in a brabo etion, and sir, Fatuhon Fa Efino, and I'm a person in a dream Kosu Kakra, it stands a young Fasuna, a Kasachaye, Efa said there, Yam Brabo City, the Tinia, and connected it to the next world, via Sia Ebano. So I'm going to try to just explain the words there, and then I'll get into the illustration. So look at the verse there again. For we know, the Apostle Paul said, this is certain. This is not a kind of a guesswork. We are certain about this. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle, referring to our bodies as a kind of a tabernacle, as a dwelling place. So he's really talking about two kinds of house. Yeah, or can if ye a straw to me in one son until say, say, yeah, as I see, say, in ya everywhere, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle, he calls that house, this earthly house, a tabernacle because it is temporary. A tabernacle is like a tent, something you temporarily set up. Eventually, you will collapse it, eventually, you would pull it down. And so, he says exactly that. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, were pulled down, the Greek means if it is loosened down, if all the ends are actually loosened, so the whole thing comes crumbling down. If that happens, we have a building, another house, you see. We have a building of God and house not made with hands. Saying, yes, sir, if you're not a decano, saying, yeah, it's a tour, yeah, ye freewa, yeah, well, if you're for fra. Nyankopon ensa na oyeye. Nyankopon kasa edania. A house not made with hands. Efie yamfa ensa na ediyeye. It means it's not artificial. That's what the Greek means. Eternal in the heavens. And ediye, if we sorrow, ewo sorrow, ewo hoda. So two kinds of house. One, is it calls an earthly dwelling, a tabernacle, temporary. The other, he calls eternal and also in heaven. So you have two kinds of house. Now, I want to dwell a little on the illustration of the house, because that's exactly what the Apostle Paul meant. If you read through the entire chapter, he had that powerfully in mind. And so Apostle Paul is viewing our lives in this body as living in a house. Why? Because your body, my body, is only a temporary place where we dwell. You, the real you, we call the soul, is far more than something that needs food and water and all kinds of things to sustain it. So So we are conscious of the fact that life isn't just food and drink and things like this. So we are persons, we are souls living in a body. And that body, we are told, is like a house that has been given to us for a while. Yeah, when I'm but a time will come, it will be collapsed. I will come to that shortly. But it's been given to us like those renting a house. It's given to us for a while. And so you and I are souls made by God, now dwelling in houses rented to us by God Himself. So I hope you appreciate that we are said person. So the question is, the first question is, how have you kept that house? What have you done with that house? So if you need a break a canoe, what should you do? And that's the biggest question, because Apostle Paul tells us, remember, I'm not dwelling on that, but just glance at verse 10. For we know that, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the thing done in his body. So everyone may receive what is done in his body, you see. So what you did with that body, with that house, with that tabernacle, matters. So picture yourself as a tenant. Because God alone is the landlord. He's the landlord of the universe, and He's the landlord of your being and my being. And what have you done with that house? That house that belongs to Him. What have you done? Now let me give you an example of how some people treat this house and ask whether you fall into that. Some people leave the house as a rented house very dirty. And they allow all kinds of dirt to get into that house. After all, it's not theirs, it's somebody's. And so we go there, there's all manner of trash all over the place. And there's not been sweeping, there's not been the gathering up of the rubbish. And things are sold all over. You can see a number of flies all over the place. Because it's somebody's house. If you have here, we can say, if you know your basa basa, and you know, I would want you now, a fini and wura, I would want you now, a ho. Now, is that how I've kept the house? That the house that I'm renting for a while, have I, my body, my life, have I kept it dirty? Allowing all kinds of trash, all kinds of filth to come in, all kinds of lies taking over my life, all kinds of sinful things I embrace. I allow all kinds of things to defile me. All kinds of things that, whether the landlord likes it or not, I don't care. I like it. And so I go on and take them and do it because I don't care. If I have treated the house, since the son of my no. Mama no I see. Mama fian who do you now besides and family misia. But my dear friends, remember, you are a tenant. Yet in my break a crack. Is that how you've treated the house? Let me bring in another. Others actually leave it without any maintenance. So the house is cracked. And you have it in a very dangerous condition now. The house is left so that the tiling is gone, the walls are breaking in, the doors are not functioning, and yet you think no human being is living there. No, he's there. Somebody is there. You can easily see the all kinds of animals get through the cracks and get into the house. And yet this person still lives there with his family. He doesn't care. What can he do? Well, it's not his house. And so he can treat it anyhow. He saw it little by little. He saw his children peeling off the painting and destroying the doors. It is not his house. He didn't care. And now the house is in a very dangerous condition now. You know some people treat houses that way, isn't it? If you this nifino we don't say a papa was no a bubu a pumano and you know say doors no so a but was born on fun ne need to a seneba na or shall say a seneba coffee dear no the shisha baby a sen but on fun because I need to say. It was said, you say, and the amazing thing is,
in our case, the landlord would be willing to carry out the repairs.
If only you called upon him. If only you called him and said, sir, the walls are breaking down. The things are not in good shape. The landlord would have come. He's a wealthy landlord. He would have come to do all the repairs. The trouble is, we are so mischievous. The tenant is so mischievous, he will not even tell the landlord because he doesn't care. And so he leaves it going like that, and things are getting worse and worse. Have we treated our bodies like that? Have you treated your body like that, dear friends? So that you are like a cracked wall. You are easily influenced. You are easily carried away. The latest opinion on social media becomes your opinion too. You are just open to anything. All the securities are gone. You have no secure point. You have nothing to check and weigh the ideas that come. As long as it's popular and your friends embrace it, you embrace it too. As long as it becomes popular at the university campus, or it becomes popular with young persons of your age, it is your opinion too. You have no way to sift them all through and to see whether this is right or not, because you have a crack. You have a crack in your personality. And so the devil can easily get into that and take hold of you. Is that what has become of you? A broken wall? And you don't care? You are not crying to the landlord and say, sir, would you come to take over this house and do the repair work for me, because I can't? Because if you did, he would come. In our case, the Lord is the landlord, isn't it? If we cry to him, he would have come and done the repair work for free. He wouldn't have paid anything. And yet mischief says, I'm not even going to ask him to come to do anything at all to the house. You see what you've done. If you see fear in the city of Mikano, said your mother boy, and if you say fear ye jano sano, mama no papa, ne say, sana minso, be dia ebama mi kwame me to me, I carry a jinini and ye and the doa, it mu shinina echo, I feed ye my free for all. I dream be a beba, do be a beshat or kabi a win a yef, win a yet, win obi a grantianam, a lady be a yen or wants to be a seer, because why is so open? Winnie be beer, would you ask Sonny be beer, so say, you are easily carried away. You know, this is always the case with teenagers, isn't it? At least are those in their teens, in early 20s. You really are carried away by anything. Because you don't have discernment. You don't have the capacity to weigh matters. You don't. And how can you have discernment? Well, of course, it's the Lord that grants that. Eradino may to me nya dream you to me as sunny and you ma hudua ebe yen chini nyina eso. And to say, me me radiva me den kra, me me nya adjini to me as sunny, adjinya eba yen soni nyina. And so, is that how you've treated the house? So they've left it without care. The walls are now, you know, when walls become like that, they become a danger to passers-by, isn't it? The cracks are there, and the building will soon come down. You are a danger. My dear friends, the sad thing is, when people's lives have been shaped by mere popular ideas and sin, they are a danger to people that come close to them. Do you know that? They will pass on the same evil counsel to people around them. They would tell young, oh, don't worry, it doesn't really matter. You can go ahead and do that. And I need not tell you this, it's quite nasty. I knew a man somewhere in Cape Coast. We're told, because some of the young persons began to have problems, and we're told he was a teacher, and he will allow some of the young persons to come to his house and then deliberately leave them in his room, young girls and young boys, and do all kinds of things there. And he's the teacher, having the key. He simply doesn't care. They are not his children. Whatever they will do, let them do it. You become a danger to yourself and to anyone who comes closer. You see, sin does not only corrupt me, it makes me a danger to those that come near to me. Because you will give counsels. You will think you are old enough. You will think, well, you will become a mother. You will become a father. What kind of counsel would you give? What kind of counsel would you give your children? they are bound to turn them away from the Lord. Even if you try to prepare it a little with ideas of Bible, 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 you'll be essentially anti-God. You'll be essentially self-centered and selfish, you see, because you yourself have no way of sitting through the kind of things that you were receiving, because the house is cracked and the doors are all broken down. The windows don't function. Nothing is functioning in the house. And so everybody's exposed and everybody close to you is in danger. See, abroba koyese ifia ye jano. And pumano ebubo dos no afeni was in a cracks woman. Wokra we how cram woman ben winina. It says we are there, we are pinya. Why dream by us my epininti semima we be more futu. Now asani said, dear futu cran or the bema. Dear Wobe Kenyan and Wobon body and Korea said, would the Bible crack a crack a taswa? A bed di passe, and yen yang kupon or kasaman. And Nikasesia said, Naso, sayo kwenam dia tisesie. Niao de mayan break a crono. Why yet crado so noa bear repairs? That was why the Lord Jesus Christ came. So that he may come and repair that house. My life in this body. That has become so cracked and so spoiled, to come and renew that, to come and rescue that and make it new. Dear friends, may I, with all due respect, may I ask, am I, apart from my sinfulness, am I so mischievous that I don't even want a repair to be done? No, any year. Is that what has happened to me? The house that I live in now, you, my dear, for your life, you live in this body, in my body. What have you done with that? Friends, let me touch on another one. Some people try to steal the house, isn't it? Some people live in that house, and then, well, as the years pass by, and it seems they have no contact with the landlord. The landlord seems not to come over to inspect the place or things like this. Then they decide to go and change the documents. And so they work through and get into contact with people as evil as themselves. And then they work through all those kind of things and the documents are changed. Now the person walks about and he goes, well, this is my house. In fact, even ready to sell it to another person. Or perhaps rent a part of it to another person. And it is all not his house. It's a stolen house. It's not his house. He's actually stolen it and changed a few things here and there. But you know that when the landlord actually sits down to investigate and to get into matters, he will find you out, isn't it? Because at least I'm sure it doesn't matter how corrupt things have been. Sometimes if you go to the land, they can dig out some original document for you, can't they? And things will begin to come out of what you've actually done. Is the land yours? You know, that's what some people have done with their lives. They behave as if their lives are their own. Haven't you heard people say that? It is my life. Let me live as I want. It is my life. And you've heard some ladies say, it is my body. So I do what I want with that. Have you heard any foolishness more than that? You've stolen that. Your body. What did you do to create it? It is my body. Can you create one strand of hair? Can you create that? It is my body. Well, even your appearance, who created it? You didn't even know how you didn't even tell your mother, mother, I want to be fair, I want to be dark, I want to be tall. You didn't have any influence in it, did you? It is my body. I want to do what I want. It is so deceptive. And so you feel that way. It's me. I do what I want. It flows from that human ingratitude and pride. If you know come baby, no my friend saw your one or dear. And tiet say ne ibinam so mia na ye me punam de me pen me de baye. Dear friends, are we not all guilty of that? That is our biggest sin. I want to do what I want. It is our biggest sin. And when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to save you, it is the first thing he conquers. I.
And Apostle Paul tells us, I is the biggest idol that is worshipped more than any other idol. I. The idol, I. My taste, my desires, my opinion, my likes, my dislikes. As if I am the center of it. And in our generation, we've even gone even far away. In fact, we've run away with that idea even far more than any generation. Well, my life isn't mine. The Bible reminds me, I am not of my own. I am not of myself. All my capacities and gifts, everything. Read Psalm 139. It says that God formed me and He knew every detail of me because He formed it. He formed every part of me. He decided the kind of person I would be. Human pride is one of the most deceptive things in the world. We have no reason whatever to be proud. Apostle Paul puts it shortly this way. What do you have that you did not receive? What is it that you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you behave as if you did not receive it? We received everything. We received everything. And we depend upon things beyond ourselves. No matter how proud we are, we depend on things outside ourselves. Isn't it? You can't steal away your life. You may steal that for a time, but the landlord will come. The landlord will come eventually. Ube to me, area, if you be personal. But landlord in the beba, if you run beba. No, Baba, who said no one can send me fear. Because he has some evidences. He has some marks in the house which he can never hide away. He owns that house, my dear friends. But what if? What if you want to take good care of the house? What if you want to be a good tenant and take a good care of the house? So person which is in and swear. Well, then, you know, friends, there are a number of things to remember. If you want to be a good tenant, in this case, if I want to be a good tenant of this body, this life God has given me, what can I do? Let me mention three things at least. That really comes to us. To be a good tenant, to maintain a house, is costly, isn't it? It's part of the reason why people really don't care. It's costly. And so you really have to be willing to spend something. You have to bear responsibilities of buying a door or a window or something like that. So it's expensive. It will cost you something. And so if I want to really be a good tenant, by all means, if I don't have the means, then what do I do? Definitely, you have to befriend the landlord. You have to get into touch with the landlord and tell him what is happening. Give him a regular report if you like. Call him on phone and tell him, please, you know the laws of tenancy in Ghana. They say that once you rent a house, everything that goes on inside the house is your responsibility. Everything outside is the landlord's responsibility. Do you know that? Yes. So if the distraction is outside, well, you simply call the landlord. That's why he has to come and clean the outside of the door of the house every time. But inside, you have to take care because you are there. And so you see, so at least there's something you can call the landlord to do. So you can tell the landlord, the house is breaking down and something is happening to the house. And then if he's a kind landlord, he will come and repair that for you. If he loves his house, he will come and repair that for you because he wants you to remain there. And so it is this landlord of our bodies, God. He is the best landlord you can ever have. Dear friends, he wouldn't let you bear any of the cost. If you want to be a good tenant, you will not have to bear any of the cost. If you identify the cracks and the things that have gone bad, you only have to tell him. And he will come speedily. He loves his house. He wants the house to stand, at least as long as it is here. And so he will come and repair it. You know what I'm saying, isn't it? If you saw your life has become messy, if you've known what you've done to your life, if you know what you've done to your life,
Honorable repentancy. The Lord Jesus Christ bore all the cost. This is the wonderful thing of the Christian message. You don't have its like in anywhere else, that God Almighty, He Himself came and took our nature, the Lord Jesus Christ, and went to the cross of Calvary and bore upon Himself all the cracks of character we have caused ourselves and all the dirt and filth we have brought into our nature. He went to the cross of Calvary and made His Father to put upon Him the curse of that, so that we may go free, so that we pay nothing to have that house repaired. So we don't have to, all we have to do is to cry to Him and tell Him what is happening and mean it and be sincere about that. And then He will surely come to bless and to deal with that. Dear Adibisan, he said, said, yeah, Obama Yanko Podi, Yamboni, who as such an ebiguano no so, na was one war as Indian so, amen. Please, I know this is very common in people's minds. Sadly, years ago it wasn't like that. Remember, to become a Christian doesn't mean you try to change yourself. People have that kind of notion. To become a Christian doesn't mean I try to change myself. I remember, you know, years ago, for this week, I was remembering a song of one of the young person, actually a young Christian. I was a baby in Christ, so there was so much I didn't know. We had a singing group. The church was half charismatic in those days. And so we had a singing group, and I was part of the singing. I remember one of the songs that we're singing, and the song was saying, why don't you change yourself? You see, that's the idea you sell to people, change. Dear friends, you can't. You can't. You can stop some sins you know are sinful. And if you stop them, they will show that truly you abhor them. But you must always recognize the fact that when you've done all you can, there are Goliath sins that will never go. And you can't overcome them. And one of the Goliath sins are the sins of pride and self-centeredness. My taste, what I want, what I like, what I want to do, me, it never bows. And often, when Satan will deceive people, He can even allow them maybe to stop the stealing, to stop the adultery, to stop the whatever, but I will never go away. So that He even stops them in order to boost I, in order to feel proud about I. I am a wonderful person. I am the one. Look at what everybody does. Come to my office and see. Everybody commits this stuff. I am the only one who doesn't do this. Come to my community and see. Everybody, every young lady has two or three boyfriends. I am the only one that doesn't have any boyfriend or girlfriend. Now, go into that place and ask about me. And you realize, they want to be able to say, I am wonderful. People who want to feel this way can never know the grace of God, says the Bible. They would always remain in the darkness. They would never know anything about the grace of God. And so, this sin, one of the Goliath sins that Satan himself must conquer, is the sin of I. I want to be able to be admired for who I am. And the kind of things I'm able to do and say, oh, cursed be that I. Oh, curse the 10 times that I, because it sends that soul to hell. It doesn't matter what it thinks it does. When I come, when I'm asking, oh, think of it again. Think of it again. You go to the landlord, and you want to appeal to him to repair that house. The house I have left in such a bad shape. And he says, landlord, I want glass windows. I want this and that. You are the ones dictating to him. Okay. Landlord, I want you to fix this so that when everybody comes around, he sees that I am living in a wonderful house. What if the landlord doesn't like that? You don't care. What if the landlord doesn't admire that? You don't care. Oh, landlord, don't worry. If you don't like tiles, I like it, so you put tiles there. Well, then you pay for it. I, my dear friends, if the Savior saves me, He delivers me from I. Otherwise, there'll be two lords, Him and I. And it's not possible. Say, Eradima, me quine, send me. Nidia, me pay, you know, why you bring a runumbe, too. Because no one can serve two masters, says the Lord. And so, when I come, I call upon the Lord. And please, I'm spending a little time on this so that you know. When you come to the Lord, you ask Him to repair that life. Don't just focus on, Lord, you know I've committed adultery. Oh, Lord, you know I've done. Surely be concerned about, surely be ashamed about that. But they have wrought a far deeper trouble. The far deeper trouble it has wrought is the devil of I. And so tell the Lord, conquer me. Subdue my heart. Bring me down in my own eyes until I recognize I have nothing except you. Until then, you never will find Him. You will never be converted. You will never find His saving grace. I must be conquered. Is the house to be will be well kept? Well, the owner must come in. God Himself must come in. But if I look at my text, because I have to move on a little. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, that's another thing. There's a time when this house will be dissolved. That will be pulled down. There can be two causes for that dissolution. The first one doesn't often happen in African countries. Have you seen sometimes, the first time I saw them, I was surprised. And some of you may be familiar with it because you may have seen them again and again. What was I watching? I think it was a TV or somewhere, and they were pulling down a house. You know, the way they did that, they call that implosion. So they come with this huge structure here, several stories. They were put explosives at the various pillars. They know how to do it. It's an expert work. And so they put these explosives at various places. And then they go far away, and then with a remote control, really trigger it. And once they trigger, the house comes crumbling down. In fact, they can pull down, if the house is here, they can pull it down in such a way that it wouldn't affect this one. It wouldn't affect even this one. Now, that's the way I'm telling this. When I saw some of the nice houses, they were pulling down. I said, oh, why didn't you give it to Ghana for some kind of... it will fetch at least a little money for us to build good schools and fix all the roofing that the rains are taking away. And then they will say, you know what they will say? That the house has expired. That was the first time I heard, oh, so houses expire? I thought it was food that expires. But yes, they say it expires. They say that the cement doesn't last forever. Its powers have a time. After some time, it's useless. Anyway, don't say that in Ghana. Because I wouldn't accept that. But, anyway, so cement expires. So they say, no, this house has been here for, it's been here for 30 years. Oh, it's expired. We have to pull it down. So it's expired. The building's expired. So whether you like it or not, the landlord has to pull it down. We have an expiry date, you and I, don't we? And the landlord will have to pull it down. You know, also that, he will not do that out of a kind of a harsh attitude. He will do that in his own way. He will send explosives into the various sensitive pillars. And at his own command, the building will just come collapsing so neatly, so nicely. Nobody will be hurt on the outskirts. Don't worry. It's the landlord himself pulling it down because it's expired. A day of your death. If you are a Christian, if you are a child of God, the landlord will come and he will really remove all the various connections and bring your life to a close. And then Apostle Paul says, because he's taking me to another house. When they have pulled that house down,
they put up another one, a nicer one, fresh, so that things are more modern and beautiful. And the same thing God does. He takes us, he collapses this one, because a new one, look at the passage, a new one is being built there. We have a building of God, and a house not made with hands. Far better. If it is made with hands, it will have an expiry date. But it's not made with hands. And it's eternal. This is forever. There will be that cement that lasts forever. Because it isn't made with human hands. It's not artificial. It's made with God's own hand. A new immortal body. A body that can't die. God must collapse this one. He must strip away this body. And I and you, if we have come to seek forgiveness of sins in the Lord Jesus Christ, my disembodied soul, your disembodied soul, meaning yourself without this body, will be taken away to take on a more glorious body that will live forever. If you know, you see, you be bubuno. To some bombs in Kiton Kitabia to share a baby. No, or more alpine or not at the Adenina, if you form the surface here. You want us to hunt mark a crack in Futro, Kakra, and in Amhodia, but we'll be a damn cross in Chenkra and canoe. You good form say yes. You want to be a society on your coupon. And maybe so, near born when I'm the only say, Womery, it do. It's a say. Midi wunam dieni bafom. So my baby ready is Christopher. My baby she so unhumi mo bro. And na onkro me. Na onye me fofasa me. Me no. Ontuno. No non kwanye urade. Ewo ma brebo soa. Sai urade no. Emre me soa. Obe ma me nkwa. E ya bafom. Awo nwana sumbye mu. E sans obe fami. Ako. Wunam dia fofromo. Saw when I'm dear no, and the end say Bible say a bow of da young coupon no answer, or yellow strong concept, and say. But sometimes the house has to be pulled down because it's too risky. So the demolition notice has to come. So the demolition notice is there. The house is supposed to be pulled down. And sometimes they say if you don't, the authorities themselves will come and pull it down. And you know what people do in Ghana? When they come to write to be demolished, and then they leave it there. We don't have money to pull it down. So authorities, if you can come and pull it down, come and pull it down. You bear the responsibility of pulling it down. We don't have the money. And so the letters, I don't know how they deal with them. If the authorities come themselves to pull it down, I don't know whether they would charge them later. I don't know. But I've seen buildings like that. And now if you come to Cape Coast, you have in the coastal area, there are a number of these muddy houses. They are very, very old. Some of them would be probably 100 years or something like that. And they were huge houses because they were family houses. You know, family houses where they would have all the family funerals and things like this. And a number of them, there are these demolition notices on them. They have to be pulled down. And thankfully for some of them, businessmen are coming if they are on the roadside. They come to pull it down and put up a better ones, and they get into negotiations with the family and say, okay, we will put the building up, we will own it, to rent it, to give it to businesses for, say, 10 years, 15 years, and afterwards, we'll turn it over to the family. There's all these kind of arrangements going on. So they're pulling it down because they were so risky. Some of them were on the roadside. You knew it was danger. If people, as I speak, my mind is on one. If you cross by, you say, hey, but you don't spend 2 minutes there because you're afraid it might come down at any time. And when it's raining, you are afraid to get anywhere closer because it may come down. My dear friends, when a house is so bad, you are afraid it will come down at any time. My dear friends, you know, when you are living against God, when you haven't come in repentance, remember, your life deserves to be cut down at any time. Only mercy lets you continue.
Because you are a rebel. Because you are against God. Say, what net yen yang kopon? Won't go cry for Tassin yang kopon chasin temon. Me bumo brontin a whole shake a crab. Bakai, the big new church in Entemon. Why didn't you come to him? Friends, there is a better house. There's a better house for the soul. Eternal in the heavens. This is only a tabernacle, a tent. You spoilt it. It can be removed. And you've transported into a better house. You don't like that? That's the language of the Apostle Paul. Eye into Madea. Namaseno. Orenu kwase. Obe humi mabro. No dimiako ifi. Niaye papamu. We in a men person with you know. This is the Christian message. This is the gospel. That God Almighty, out of great love, knows that we have spoiled that house. We have pulled it, really, pulled down various parts of it. So it's virtually no house at all. But he's willing to make it all new. But would you not come? Would you not come and ask him to have mercy upon you? And cry to him and tell him what you've done with that house. And surely he will have mercy. So we have a catch and unquad here. We have one more bro. No, I have been for faith. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are new, says the Bible. Everything becomes new. You'll be given new perspectives on life. You'll be given a new desire, a new joy. New pleasures, everything is new. Would you come? Would you come to call upon the Lord? We better send so humor, bro. No, on your day in our fulfillment.